riches, the glory, the might. Our trust and our hope is in you, living God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
How about a little bit of a louder round of applause for the Brenton Brown Band? So here's the deal, Brenton. Where are you? Were you behind me? That always makes me worried. So here's the deal. Some date in the future, executive decision, you on campus, a worship chapel for our students. All right. Okay. We're doing it.
It's done.
We're doing it.
It's sealed.
All right. And we'll let you know, but you got to sit in the back. The students get the front seats, right? Who said Kairos moment? Who said Kairos moment? That is absolutely, positively true. It's true. I tried to grab it during the inauguration, and I mentioned the liminal moment. This is a Kairos moment. I'm grabbed by that. But here's the deal in a Kairos moment. We're nothing special at CCU. We're just willing. We're willing. We're willing and open that we would chart our course with the Sovereign Father for his blessing and his glory to be revealed in one Christian university who would be willing to embrace a brighter light. You know, I'm humbled to stand up here, and I certainly hope I don't cry anymore. When the students take the stage, it is just hard to not cry. Dr. Sweeting feels the same thing. I mean, you can talk budgets all day long, and plans, and pro formas, and spreadsheets, and faculty, and all those decisions, but when students walk into the room, or when they come on the stage like Nate and Sierra, that is the weight of the job. That's the weight of the moment that we face. They're the hope of the world. Jesus through them, that's the future. That's the future, and that's why we're here. I'm going to try to do my job and not turn into a puddle on stage, because I do feel God's presence in the room today. So Father, guide us. Guide me. May my words be yours. May I step aside, and may you speak to all of us in this room for the work you've done, Jesus, and for the glory of your name. Amen. We've been talking about Colorado Christian University shining a brighter light on Christ-centered higher education all weekend long. The distinct and compelling mission of CCU's Christ-centered higher education and the longing that we have for our outstanding students and graduates to impact this world with the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. That longing, Sierra, to cheer you on as you go make a difference. That longing for Nate to be president somewhere else, maybe one day at his alma mater, and to be a light into the future. You know, when we talk about this light, we are not acquiring the light of the world. That is Jesus. But the light we're acquiring is the reflection of Jesus through our lives. Sometimes dim, sometimes strong. That's because we're in a state of already but not yet. There will be a day. But we're in that era of friction. But we can get lax. We can become lazy. We can pull back. We can get chagrin. Or we can boldly plow ahead and hear the obedience, or find the obedience for God's call. I understand the light of Jesus, that is his, but what we're talking about is a reflective light here at CCU, coming from our students, coming through our faculty, entering a dark culture and lighting the way. I believe it is the light of wisdom that this world needs, a light of understanding and hope once again. Wouldn't it be nice to go to the grocery store and the conversation would be joyous and hopeful versus always an irritant and complaining? I believe the light of the world is possibility, a Kairos moment. I believe the light of the world is the way, the truth, and the life. And I believe the light of the world is the pursuit of that way, the truth, and the life. Colorado Christian University has been tagged in the future. Dr. Sweeting talked about this in his tenure as the Lantern of the Rockies, due to our convictional Christianity. Let me unpack that a little bit. At CCU, we do not hide our Christian identity. His name is Jesus, the Anointed One, Jesus Christ. We fully embrace who he is, his truth, his word, his grace in our lives. So we're not taking a light, as Matthew 5 charges us, and placing it under a bushel, or compromising it, or running from it, or drifting from it. We're putting it on a lampstand and holding it high at CCU, because he is the light of the world. You know, we have had record attendance at our previews. This is my ad lib. The guys in the back are going, uh-oh, he just went off script. But we have had record attendance at our previews. Jim McCormick, our senior VP for CUS, College of Undergraduate Studies, our traditional residential students, I have come off of 5 previews where our great room in the Anschutz Center has been packed. We had 145 world changer applicants. 3 get full ride scholarships, right, Sierra? Because of where God has placed them and what he's doing through them. I've engaged conversations with the 10 that were in the running and talked to them on the phone. It's an amazing experience to see what is happening at CCU. And I might say what is happening in our culture, that it's become such a bright light and one that has drawn so much attention this enrollment cycle. Let me just add a note, CCU Online, record enrollment, record credit hours coming in. As a matter of fact, we thought a certain number, and we're about 25% over that number for CCU Online as we speak today. CCU is an outlier. I inform prospective parents during our numerous campus preview days that we are conservative, evangelical, uncompromising in our faith, and I usually get amen, amen, amen. I mean, I never had a thought that the job would be, if I go to a prospective student preview, we would have church breakout, but church breaks out in the great hall. I mean, the parents, I had one just a couple of weeks ago, mom down here said, amen, Mr. President, amen. That's why we're here. And then a little bit later on, preach. And I was just talking about enrollment numbers. The populace is beginning to get it. At one time, education was the movement from darkness to light for most of our nation's history. But this is no longer the case at many colleges and universities. A shift has happened in higher education. We're now moving away from an intellectual light toward a moral darkness and intellectual confusion. With so many universities losing their way spiritually and morally, or I might even sense turning, turning from common sense to nonsense, convictional and compelling universities like Colorado Christian University have a significant advantage, a kairos moment before us. We are committed to absolute truth. People are hungry for truth. Many of them don't know it, but they're asking for truth. They're wanting some place to build a foundation. Somebody tell me there's some absolute truth. Somebody tell me that I was made and created and knitted in the womb for a purpose of an almighty God. Teach me that. Show me that. They're hungering for truth. CCU is committed to strengthening our students' faith and sending them out to shine as bright bulbs, as representatives of Jesus' love, his grace, his truth throughout the world, not just the country. I told you about my personal passion for CCU, that I want CCU to be a great Christian university. I've taken some heat for that. Are we allowed to be Christian and want to be great? From my perspective, the answer is a quick yes. Excellence. That we would be stewards over what God has provided. It was on April 14th, 2023, that I unleashed what I called the word salad that we've been saying. I stood before the community and I simply stated, I want CCU to be the best performing and most trusted, respected, and recognized Christ-centered, biblically sound, evangelical, conservative university in the nation, period. Period. That's the goal. That's the goal. And we have begun to craft an action plan. We have, okay, for the business women and men, we have a pro forma that we're working. We have a staircase strategy that we're talking about. We hope to realize this vision. We'll work hard at it. And we will move fast because we are aggressive and the day is late. And we're a little bit behind. So of this great Christian university, Mr. President, what does that look like? Well, I'm more than happy to describe it for you, and I believe many of you have sheets at your desk and or at your table. See, I'm already in academia, calling your tables desks, and you can follow along, but let me detail it for you. It starts with making CCU a magnet for outstanding Christian students by offering them a biblically integrated, rigorous, and exemplary education that equips them for significant transformational leadership when they graduate. And I'll give you a moment to pass those around. We want to be a magnet for outstanding Christian students. I don't want 145 possible world changers on campus. I want 350 possible world changers on campus. I don't want to give away 3 full rides. I want to give away 50 full rides. I want them all. I want all of the bright bulbs at CCU. And so we want to become a magnet for outstanding Christian students. To accomplish this, CCU must be a leading Christian university in developing student spiritual formation and discipleship while proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, teaching a conservative theology, conservative orthodoxy, orthopraxy, teaching an apologetic on how we can share who Jesus is in a world that's so dark. And I believe if you would ask me what is one muscle at CCU that is strong, I think that muscle is the strongest. There's been leadership before me that has made certain of it. And so we need to build upon developing student spiritual formation and discipleship. Next, CCU must be committed to actively recruiting, retaining, and rewarding the best performing and most distinguished Christian professors. I'm going to be really honest. We need to pay them more and pay them well because they are worth it. And if they're not at CCU, and we have many of them, and the ones we have at CCU, I want to retain them. I want them happy. I want them in a position where they feel they can research and teach. And I'll get to in a moment what students think about them. You've heard from Sierra and Nate already. And if they're not at CCU, I want to be able to go get them. You know, there may be occasions where I call my good friend Barry Corey at Biola and say, you better keep your good faculty because we're coming after them. And he laughs and he goes, I get it. I said, no, I'm serious, Barry. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I always flippantly tease with Dr. Corey that we want to beat Biola like a bongo drum. And he has a phrase for us, but I won't say it. But I want them at CCU. And I want those that are stuck in state schools, that are firm believers, that are pushed aside. I want them at CCU. I want every called faculty, professor, dean who is sincere about the gospel of Jesus Christ and a conservative ideology to be right here at Colorado Christian University. If they're good, if they're great, we want them. And I wholeheartedly mean that. We also need to be intentional in developing competent, convictional, and courageous graduates and sending them out to influence the world for Jesus Christ. I believe our students should be prepared spiritually, they should be discipled fully, and then they should also be, here comes the both and, exceptionally employable. They should be exceptionally employable and capable of becoming cultural leaders. I am tired of watching the church launch leaders and Christian universities launch leaders, and rather than lead the culture, they're led by the culture. We need to turn that around. We need to turn it around. And so I believe we want to develop competent, convictional, and courageous graduates. CCU must be competitive, character-filled, and committed to excellence while nurturing the spiritual development of all of our student athletes. I love athletics. My life was radically changed by a coach when I was at Mount Vernon Nazarene. Sam Riggleman was his name. I wasn't going to be a 350 hitter in the major leagues. He knew that. But he knew that God had me on his team with a scholarship for a reason. And he poured into my life, changed my trajectory of where God was taking me. I believe that happens in the student athlete. I believe that happens through coaches and trainers. I believe it happens on the courts of play. You may not be a sports fan, but some of you are, and you get it, right, Mike? There are leaders in the athletic realm who change people's lives for the purpose of God's call upon their lives. I want that at CCU. My goal is to produce CCU Cougars who lead Christ-centered lives inside and outside the arenas of competition. We also must be building cross-cultural campuses, including residential, online, and CCU Academy, which allows students to earn college credits before graduating high school and using them at CCU. They can use them elsewhere. I want them at CCU. But when we talk about building a campus, we will effectively engage, educate, and emulate God's Imago Dei as we reflect the breadth of the body of Christ and God's creation. Not a political agenda, but a heartfelt, He made us different, and that is not groupthink. It is the reflection of His creative design, and I want all of that spectrum, that creative design at CCU, that Imago Dei on our campus and in our classrooms. Branding is important today. When it comes to attracting the best Christian students, we need to get the word out. I'm tired of people simply saying, you're the best kept secret in the nation. We need to change that. We don't want to be the best kept secret. But we don't want to grow so that just a few find us. We want those that God is calling across the nation to find CCU. So we need to build the brand. We must be strategic in our growing CCU's brand nationwide, not just regionally, and do it in a way that we represent where God is taking us as the best performing, most trusted, respected, Christ-centered, biblically sound, conservative university in the country. This weekend, we talked about the importance of rapidly growing the university endowment to secure the future. It's vital. As part of this, we must welcome other philanthropic partners to our numbers. I am so excited that we can't fit another table in this room. Praise God. Praise God. And we need to find a bigger room, bigger ballroom. Let's keep it going. Let's expand the numbers. But I want to move from partners to donors to stakeholders, because you are stakeholders. Andersons, you've been a part of this university for 4 years. We met you at Dove Mountain. You sat beside us at dinner. I said, my name's Eric. You said, hi, I'm Mike. We struck up a conversation. For 4 years, we've done nothing but love on each other. And there's been more numbers. The Halls are sitting with us. The same thing. Shelly, you're a prayer warrior. We got a problem, we call Shelly. So I don't know, you have some extension to God that we just get in line with your prayers each and every day. But that's the battalion, that's the group we want to build for this university. Stakeholders. I love donors who want to invest, who see it as an investment. We have no problem, right, Daniel? We have no problem talking about the investment measurement and return on what you want your philanthropic dollars to do at CCU for scholarships. Fred and Lori love the fact. Endowment, students. Endowment, students. Sierra, no debt. That's what I want. 20, 30, 50 times over. So this endowment is vital. It funds scholarships, academic programs, and campus development, and you are now stakeholders in what CCU is doing. You have a voice. You have a role to play. You're a part of our prayer team. Finally, we must be excellent Christian stewards of the university's resources and student tuition dollars. There is one thing that I will sharpen my pencil on. Every time we think about some element of investment, we must also think about the price tag of our tuition and student tuition dollars. We have to think about that. We can no longer, if we build the endowment, we can satisfy that balance. We got to get the endowment up, but we got to be careful until we get there, because we cannot put the burden of our success on student debt. And I'll say it again, that is not the way to go. That is not God-honoring, and that is not good stewardship. We must build innovative facilities, emphasize profitability to ensure sustainable growth, to secure and mature Colorado Christian University's distinct Christ-centered higher education. During the 5 years that I worked closely with Dr. Sweeting, and boy, did we work closely, and he's near and dear to my heart, he noted that education is a conservative enterprise, conserving and transmitting wisdom and the best of the past to the next generation. Education is also about conserving what is necessary for human beings to flourish and for communities to have order. As conservatives, we seek to conserve. This is the opposite of those trying to revolutionize, overturn, tear down, reprogram, rewrite history, and ultimately destroy what we all know to be true and dear to our hearts. At CCU, we embrace, preserve, and transmit what is best and vital for the future of our great nation and for the success of the church, because we are in partnership with the church. We are not the church, but we're in partnership with the church, because every one of our graduates will become church members and church leaders, and so we are a part of building the church. But the church is the church, the bride of Christ. We are in service to the church. But make no mistake, there are dark forces that seek to destroy everything this nation has stood for as it relates to education and wisdom and academics for 250 years. Many people fear Christian vision. They fear Christian values. They despise Christian higher education. They don't like Christian K through 12 schools. They will work against it. They would like nothing more than to put all Christian colleges and universities out of business. They'd be happy with that. It's true. If they can, they would want to take their cultural revolution further and sweep away all that we hold near and dear and just reprogram higher ed altogether. It's amazing with the Secretary Pompeo up here, and I asked him about his alma mater, right? Harvard Law grad. I apologize. I'm sorry I'm going to make. He goes, no, I get it. I get it. Go right ahead. I'm fine with that, because people are waking up as to what's going on. Even though this darkness grows, there is a brighter light growing at CCU. And CCU is willing to take the steps forward. I personally commit to each of you. I promise you, we will not back down. We will not tire or grow weary. And we will commit our energies and our faith and our dreams to the one who has called us out of a marvelous, deep darkness into his marvelous light of grace and truth. I promise you, this university will not ever drift. In this age of moral inversion, we need students of competence, character, and conviction more than ever. We are one of the few, I believe, positioned to do just that. The good news is that we have been afforded position in time, limited time, because of strong leadership before us on which the shoulders we stand. Wise stewardship. Our board of trustees are brilliant. I love working with them. I meet with the board chair every 2 weeks for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Who knows? We get through the agenda because we feel this is a vital thing for us to do. Our revenue is diverse. We're fiscally nimble, and we're offering the types of academic programs in high demand among students and employers today. But we do face immediate challenge. There's no space on campus for one of our fastest growing programs. Right, doctors? We need to produce that. We need more labs and classrooms. We need to build more buildings. And more deserving students need to have more tuition assistance. I am bothered by this. Can you tell? I am bothered by it. We need more scholarships to make the education affordable and the launch immediate at graduation. It will take the help of our faithful friends and partners, our stakeholders like you, to take us to the next level and truly make Colorado Christian University a great Christian university. Liminal moment, Kairos moment. We have a small window and season right now to prepare in the face of a culture that is increasingly hostile toward, let's just say it, CCU. A big part of this preparation is growing our university endowment. This is our protection in the face of an ever-threatening culture. Like the virgins of the parable, We must have oil at the ready so the lamp will continue to burn bright in the face of greater, greater darkness in our culture. We also want to make it possible for more deserving students to reap the benefits of CCU. Imagine the impact if we could send thousands more academically seasoned, spiritually mature CCU graduates into the communities all around the world, all around the workplaces, to shine the light of Jesus Christ with zero student loan debt. Zero. They graduate, they go. That's the goal. When this happens, each student is nimble and ready to say yes to the call of God. Building up our endowed scholarships will mean that students don't have to rely on government loans, government grants, FAFSA forms, don't get me started, or any kind of hoops and hurdles that the government would put them through. They can graduate from high school, enter the university, get their degree, answer the call of God, and be on place immediately at graduation. More and more of them. My friends, our calling is clear. Now is the time not to be passive. Now is the time to be bold. To be bold. Many of you have asked, look at them, they're getting nervous. Many of you have asked, what keeps you up at night? Not doing enough keeps me up at night. Failure keeps me up at night. Missing the opportunity. Me not being clear with you. Communicating clearly. This is a capstone event for Tammy and I. I am 60. I have a 10-year window, 12-year window. As long as my knees will hold up, I want to stay in shape. I have nowhere else I want to go than to make this university the best Christian university in the nation. But I can't do it alone. Our cabinet, we can't do it alone. Our board of trustees, we can't do it alone. But this room is not enough. With your help as stakeholders, joining us, grabbing our hands, coming alongside, praying for us, Shelley, encouraging us. Yes, offering us your generosity, your donations, your gifts. Making sure that we are resourced to be nimble, that we are profitable and sustainable, that we are stewards over the money that's coming in, that we have scholarships, we have great athletics, we have great facilities, we have faculty that are earning a nice rate, so we're not embarrassed about telling them not this year or not next year, that we can step up and do what we need to do to be a leading university in this country and for the world. But we need your help. And I think it starts this weekend, as it has in previous weekends, that we would join together and see what it would be that God would do through you for the students and the mission of Colorado Christian University. I invite you to join us as we invest in the future leaders at this special place. Help us keep the brighter light of Jesus Christ shining for all those to see. Over 1,500 students on campus, nearly 8,000 online, give or take 5,000, 4,000 in the academy. It's close to 15,000 one day. What if 30? What if 40? What if 50,000? And no compromise to get there. It's not about the number of enrollments. It's about the content of the enrollment. As president, I am asking God for great things. Large provisions, great outcomes. I am personally counting on you, praying for you and asking for your prayers for me and for Tammy and our leadership. That we would take this Kairos moment and we would embrace it. And that we together would build a great Christian university for the glory of God's name together. Let's do this. Thank you.